Happy Monday.
Well, my first question to you today when I heard you on the radio was to ask how you're feeling. You sounded good yesterday and going to breakfast and all that out there at Pontiac. So you must be better if it's going to be a happy, happy Monday. W-8-R-C-Y.
Yeah, we'll see. Still a little congested. My throat's been a little raw, but just a little. It's like I'm breathing clearly, but yet I've got something going on, like, up there. So, they got me on a lot of stuff, the toner. They dry me up. So I think I've got something in the back of my throat, just the drainage or something. I don't know. It's annoying. Lungs are better, and I don't think we'll be okay. But someone licked it, that's for sure. This thing is persistent.
Well, you've been fighting it for over a week, for crying out loud, and, you know, with all that was going on, your plate for work and the ARESC stuff and other engagements and things you had to do. I just got the radios turned on and stuff when I heard you, and it sounds really good, and I'm just glad you, seems like you've turned the corner on it, and don't push it too fast to get back to total abnormality like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's been quite persistent. It's 2 weeks, actually. I got it two Fridays ago. And Friday I decided this is enough, and that's why I went in. But probably not going in earlier might be part of the problem. But anyhow, I'll survive. Just it's minor. Doesn't have me really out of it or anything like that. Just little discomfort, I guess, with the drainage or whatever the hell it is. Anywho, other than that, good sports weekend, even though the Tigers dropped that one yesterday. Going out there and getting a split, that's not a bad idea, brings the series home. So, we'll see how that goes. Lions did really well, my football team did great, so good sports weekend.
I definitely agree. You couldn't ask for anything better than a split. I mean, sure, it would have been nice to have won them both in Seattle, but you got what you needed the most, and that's the split. And the Lions, oh my gosh, what a game that was. And I don't know, did Ohio State play this past weekend? I know, Michigan won, but I was wondering if I didn't really look that closely. Just as much my fault for being lazy, but how did Ohio State do?
Oh, they stuffed Minnesota, like 42-3.
Okay, my memory just woke up. I knew they played Minnesota. Yeah, I saw it. I just didn't see the game. I just saw, when I was going through streaming of games, what was being played in. Ohio State was in Minnesota, so thank you for jogging my memory. Hockey season starts, I think, Thursday. I don't know how they're going to do, but sports analysts are saying they should make the playoffs if they keep this youth movement going, but that's about all they're saying there, and so we'll see what happens there. That's more of a concern for Joe than it is for anybody else, because she's a baseball and hockey fan more than, she's following the Lions, but she likes college football and college basketball versus the pro game.
Well, same here. I'm a college football fanatic, but of course, watch the Lions as well since they're so good now. Hard not to watch. They're fun to watch, man.
They're fun to watch unless you're a Terry and Arnold fan like I'm not. Number one draft pick, or our first round, first round draft pick last year. Supposed to be the guy that's supposed to shore up the back part of the defensive field, and he gets his fair share of penalties for sure. And I'm just not sold on him, and I made some comments about it on Discord. Probably everybody saw him, but he robbed Hutch of a sack in the end zone for a safety. We lost 2 points there. He has cost the team a lot of penalties, and like Dan Campbell says, we have to keep cleaning things up as we go along. But I did love the Montgomery touchdown pass, for Montgomery going home. That was great to see and exciting, and those kind of plays. I think it was called the Wildcat play. That was good to see.
Oh yeah, well, I know the defensive kid. It's been pretty disappointing, his fouls, but he's got to get that cleaned up, and I think they can, teach that. He's got the athletic ability, and so now it's discipline that can be taught. We'll see. How about this? What's it? This receiver. How about this kid?
Tesla or something like that. TESLAA. Yeah, he is phenomenal. And in the last couple of years, we've given up some wide receivers. Patrick was gone at the start of the season, and then the guy we lost to Minnesota, longtime wide receiver. Name's right on the tip of my tongue, but I haven't had coffee yet. I've seen that guy make some spectacular one-handed catches so far this season. But, he's an all-around player. He plays special teams and does some tackles. But the defense, the back part of the defense back there, cornerbacks and safeties, they're picking off some passes. And definitely that's even more exciting to see as well. So, the Lions can definitely got to keep the ball rolling and stay injury-free, and I think we definitely have a fighting chance for sure.
And I think the big difference, these last couple of years under Campbell and in previous years where we might have looked good is this is good no matter what the outcome. This is talent. And, eventually that won't be held down. In the past, we had big talent in the past, but I don't know if we had it this top to bottom, in this depth. It's just, this is really an amazing team. So they just got to keep on the job, and they'll, better things coming. I know we all expected them the last couple of years. We expected a little bit more, but it's the team. They're really, really good. So you really can say there's always next year. In the past, you'd have a good season. Here or there sprinkled amongst the disappointment, but. If they didn't capitalize on one, particularly weak schedule or one particularly good year, there was no expectation that next year they'd be back and able to duplicate it, because, we always had those one or two, really outstanding stars, but I don't think we ever really had a team like this.
I heard you, Dakota. We'll get you in a second here. Yeah, I agree, but it's all in the chemistry and gelling of the team. It's team. There's no individual standouts. Everybody covers everybody's back. That's the biggest difference that I see, and that's because of Campbell and the general manager. So that's where it is. Where I think it is just the gelling of the team and camaraderie and one drive, one goal kind of a thing, and they do it together. Dakota, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just want to jump in and say hi. I'm not much of a sports watcher, so I don't have a whole lot to contribute. I just want to say I'm alive, I'm driving, I'm late, and good morning.
Well, good morning, and not much more to say about it. It was just a good sports weekend. Tigers split in Seattle, and Lions won, and whether you're a Michigan, Ohio fan, I don't think it was so good for state fans, but college ball is good. So this was a good sports weekend for most everybody. You'll have to tell me if you got any more time in on the 8:57, and I know you said you're liking it. Picture looked good, so let me know if you got anything more in on it after the set. Donald?
Yeah, I'm kind of all talked out about sports, so yeah, we can change the subject for sure. As for the set, I monitored it as much as I could because I was busy doing some things because I'm going to be gone this coming weekend and starting to prepare for that one last time this year. But, yeah, as much as I listened to, as much as I could listen to, because I wasn't getting all the frequencies that I was able to get. But it sounded like it went well, and I was not around for the hot wash. I wanted to do that, but the little woman said, nope, time for other things like sports. So that's why I didn't hang around for that. But I know in the days and weeks to come, I'll hear some radio traffic about it and see some stuff on Discord, so... But it sounded like it went well. Hats off to everybody involved. It's a great group to follow, and maybe next year I will start to sign up and do what I can to join. Dakota, go ahead.
I followed along in the morning until I had to do some yard work, and I was able to hear... I was able to, able to follow DMR, obviously. I could hear him on FBI. And, Sean, I don't know what changed. I was just not paying attention. But I was able to pick him up on 40, no problem, clear as day. It was maybe a couple stations that were a little weak for me, but I ended up being able to hear him just fine. To the point that it motivated me to test with Phil last night. We were testing 6-meter and 40-meter with one another, and it's 5 watts ground plane. I mean, it's like sitting in the room with them. So, yeah, I'd like to learn a little bit more about this. And that 857 is a sweet radio. I'm still trying to get a little bit more time on it. I did get a programming cable. I got a couple things programmed in it. Putting a mental list together of what I would want to build out with it. But, yeah, I mean, you've got a deal. I'm going to end up buying it off you.
Oh, I don't care about that, yeah. I mean, eventually, if that's what you want to do, great. But, no, I'm just glad you're enjoying it. It seemed like a pretty sweet little radio. You know, I've got a TS-480, I've got the 7000, I've got the 705, the 7300, you know. Now, as far as portable radios, you know, the 480 and the 7000 are my, you know, my kit radios. I keep the 7000s for the car, and the 480 is kind of a special one I did up. It's a remote rig. I can separate the head from the RF deck, and so I can put the RF deck somewhere with, you know, good antennas and an automatic antenna tuner, and I can control it with the, I got a little Pelican case and the head's in it, and I just open that up and I can operate wherever I am as long as I have connectivity between the two. So, I really didn't have a place for the 857. I mean, I don't have a 100-watt Manpack radio, right? So if that were something on my list of things to have, then yeah, that would be the perfect 100-watt Manpack, you know, shack in a box radio. But the 7000 does that, and I can pull that out of the car just as easy as not. So I don't see the point in having a few So I just didn't see a place for it in my, you know, as much as it intrigued me and I thought this is super cool, I just didn't see a place for it in my lineup. Donald?
Okay, you guys are getting a little over techie for me because you know me, I like to keep it simple, my little world of UHF. But so I'll pass it over to Dakota so he can follow up. Go ahead.
It's a whole nother world to nerd out in, Donald. It's a good time. And yeah, that's kind of my plan for this thing is a man pack. You know, basically have, I don't know if you've seen those Armalock cages that relocate all the ports on the back to the front, and they're metal, and they're meant to slide in a bag, so with a battery. That's my plan for that thing, and I'm looking at an APAS 120 instead of a tuner, and a tripod mount. So that'll be like my portable POTA, whatever the hell I feel like doing. It's not at the house rig. Because I believe that one is meant to work with ATAS.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that'd be a sweet little setup. You know, the ATAS is a Yaesu-specific screwdriver antenna. I love screwdriver antennas. I've got two Tar Heels. I got the big Tar Heel that I run on the back of the SUV. Then I got a smaller one that can be actually, I ran that thing on a trunk lip mount, on a Diamond K400 trunk lip mount for years on my Chrysler 300. It worked perfectly. So I got a couple of Tar Heels, and I could use that small one as something like that, you know, as a little bug out kit. And yeah, you're right. No tuner needed because, you know, you make the antenna resonant. And that's best because, you know, you're already compromised, you know, when you're doing portable field work. The resonant antenna lets you get whatever you're bringing to the game, it lets you at least get it to the antenna. You know, now the efficiency of that antenna is gonna be the next factor, but at least you're getting everything you got to whatever antenna you can put up, you know, with a tunable antenna like that. Then you're just dealing with the efficiency of the antenna. And, you know, with ATAS, if you put couple ground radios on it, it should be fairly efficient. And it's not going to be, it's going to be shortened on the lower bands, but still. Yeah, so that should be a good setup. I think you'll enjoy that. Do they have any kind of ground radio system that you can use? Because I think that thing is designed to be mobile and work against the car. But, I know you could easily make one, just get some wires, right? But do they make any kind of a kit?
You know, I think they do. I epiphanied last night that the ATAS was going to be the perfect antenna for this radio. And then I went down the rabbit hole of how do I mount it to one of my tripods that have ARCA plates or quarter 20. So that's going to be either I have to make it myself or they make a kit. I know they make a UHF VHF kit, radio kit for it, which I'm not so much interested in that, but the fact that I can do UHF VHF with that is really cool too, because I would literally just have to move the port, move the coax. But yeah, that's kind of my thought process, right? You got a man pack and some sort of bag or tube PVC pipe case with that ATAS in it, and that's really all you need to go operate anywhere you want on a tripod.
I would like to quickly add something. Back in the day, when I was over on the Troy repeater side there in GMRS, we were doing a lot of prepper stuff and nets and things like that, and Mike from West Bloomfield out there, he's big into prepping, and he's got a real sweet 70-centimeter, 2-meter radio that fits in a nice backpack for his bug-out bag. And bug-out bags and carrying packs like that sparks my interest. That would be something I would really like to get into a little more. And I've been talking to Mike about doing that, but he's got a real sweet setup, and I can't remember the brand name. He purchased it off of either Temu or AliExpress, and it's just a really nice rig. It's all compact, comes with a battery pack. I don't know how good the battery is or how long it lasts, but it was just a nice little backpack thing, and that would be something I would look into in the way of being able to be more mobile in a field situation, or those things like that down the road. Sean, go ahead.
Hold on a minute, can you hear us?
Timmy. Yeah, no, that's how I've always, I say always. I've been a ham for 3 years. I act like I've been a ham forever. It feels like it's been forever because of how much crap I've messed with. That's my whole MO when I'm not operating at my desk is I want it to be as simple and as portable as possible. Not so much, even lightweight. I mean, I want to go out there and carry either a backpack and an antenna or less. So that's kind of my plan with this thing is get that 8TAS, build out a man pack for that 857, which will have the battery in it, and I can pretty much set up shop in a couple minutes.
Okay, Ben.
Well, like I said, when we had the group over on the Troy 575, we had a gentleman by the name of Scott, and he's battling some critical health concerns right now, but he was big into this prepping thing, and not the biggest of preppers, but as far as, like I say, building a backpack or a go pack with a radio in it, definitely sparks my interest because of, we have design systems for racing because those are basically traveling road shows with our communications gear, but I see how these guys pack stuff up in Pelican cases and move things around, and some of these guys have these like go packs or backpacks. And so what Mike has created in the recent months with this thing that he found on one of those mail order services definitely piques my interest that I would be able to get a little more involved in things like POTA and stuff like that. So I heard Sean being back, so go ahead.
Yeah, I remember some of that. And with those guys, and it's a shame that one get-together we were going to do fell apart like it did over just bullshit, you know, but because I think there was a lot of cross, you know, stuff could have had some real fun, but c'est la vie is what it is, but I really dig that whole thing. I don't do it like the other guys do it, like Dakota and the rest of the guys, you know, get out there and pote all the time. And, I really like the concept and I'd like to do it and have it set up, but I just don't find myself doing it. And, what I do is I'm a big mobile fanatic. I love HF mobile. And, there's no reason why I couldn't pull up at a POTA and just, you know, operate right from there. I mean, you know, I kind of cheating, it seems like, but got everything right there. So I don't know. But the idea, when I was biking a lot, the idea of carrying a QRP rig into the, into the trails with me and then stopping somewhere along the way and setting up for some contacts, that kind of intrigued me. And I do have everything. I got a kit that goes on the back and on a rack that I have for my bike, and I can fit my 705 and pretty much everything else I need to put a fairly decent station on the air. But we are talking low power, you know, and 10 watts with external power on that 705. So that's where something like that. 857 really shines, you know, with the Hyundai, you know, that gives you a good formidable amount of power. Ah, well, can't do it all, right?
Everything is a compromise, and Phil built one of those, God, what is it called? It's some kit from Turkey. It was like $100. Thing fits in the palm of your hand. It's 5 watts. It's actually really cool, and he said he's been hunting POTA with it, and it works. Literally, you could fit in your back pocket. I forgot what the brand was. Phil, if you're out there, chime in for me. That's kind of been my whole theory when I want to play radio is, like, I want to be able to just plop down in a couple minutes, get on the air, and be done. So, and the more portable it is, the easier it is to justify going for a little bit or pop it in somewhere and activating. And yeah, Sean, for mobile, I mean, you want to talk about POTA convenience. You just pull into a parking spot, bang out a couple contacts, and head out.
Real quick, there's got to be more power options because I see things on these catalogs for POTAs and stuff where people are setting up more solar and bringing small battery power packs or whatever they call them. Companies like Goal Zero, I'm familiar with. We see that a lot in racing. There are branches everywhere and keeping these the box stations powered, so on and so forth. So there's options and applications you guys can probably use for things like POTA and other emergency stations in the event that there's no power, like for, you know, AR, ESC stuff. So that kind of stuff fascinates me, intrigues me, and that would probably be something I'd look into in the future. Sean, go ahead.
KE4GYQ. Morning, Joe. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a good part of the hobby, I think, is the portable operation and all that. So, good stuff. I think I know the rig you're talking about, Dakota, the little compact one. I saw one the other day. I'd like to know more about it. It's pretty intriguing. And, hey, one thing I wanted to tell you is every night they have a 2-meter sideband net. They call it the 2-meter vertical sideband net. And it's on every night. And, so you might want to give a listen to that, 7.220 or 230, 7.230, I think, at 8 o'clock, I think. But you might want to give a listen to that. You should be able to get some 2-meter sideband work in. I just pulled up here at the shop. I'm going to switch over to the other radio, but it'll take me a minute or two to get situated. Joe, go ahead and hand it to Dakota, W8FU.
Yeah, KE4ZYQ, good morning, gentlemen, and any ladies on frequency, if any. Talking about backup power and that, I have a Gold Zero Yeti 1000, a big unit, that's heavy, but I don't know. But for portability, if you talk about being able to just pick it up by the handle and drag it in a car and take it out to a park or something, look at EcoFlow Delta 2s and Delta 3s. Very easily rechargeable with solar or cigarette lighter plug-in, which is a little harder and longer, but hey, it's an option. But I'm familiar with the Yeti ones, EcoFlow Delta 2s and 3s, very, very good units, and they're supposed to last about 10 years at least, and get about at least 80% charge, recharging cycle capability, up to 80%. If you have any questions on it, just look it up. They're out selling them, but not for the price I paid a couple years ago, at Costco. Not to promote Costco, but they do sell Yeti the Goal Zero. Dakota, go ahead and take it. And good morning again to all KE4ZYQ. NADBF,
good morning, Joe. I know what you're talking about. There's a lot of those. More consumer-based, they've got I.O. ports for different things like USBs and 110 plugs and cigarettes. I have a Blue Yeti EB3A, which is 200 watt-hour, I believe. Same thing, I'm going in my crater here too, so if I get noisy, I apologize. They work good, but the amperage isn't there. I need more draw out of what they're willing to give me if I want to run 100 watts out in the field. So my go-to so far, I haven't found any alternatives that I've been going to try, are BioLeno batteries. They're not cheap, but they're geared towards cams. They come with Anderson Power Poles already on them. They have a DC plug for the charger. They're kind of the standard for portable operations, and that's kind of what I'm thinking. I need something small that's going to fit in a bag with a radio. That's the other cool thing is some of the form factors of these batteries, they're long and skinny and designed to slide into a bag instead of being a block.
Well, Dakota, the EcoFlow Delta 3s, I think it is. They can be expanded, and I run a refrigerator. When a power outage, I run my refrigerator on one, run a sub pump on another, and everything's working pretty good. So I've got some pretty good amperage and power outputs, and if I can run those two, I think I could. I've run just about anything off them so far. Back to you, unless Sean's back from KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, those will work, I'm sure, but chances are if they're running a sump pump in a fridge, they're a lot bigger than what I'm willing to bring out in the field.
Well, these got handles on it, two handles. You could actually carry it by one. I think it weighs maybe 20, 25 pounds at that. Probably around 25 pounds.
Copy that. Yeah, it's, next time you're screwing around on a computer, check out BioNO. Look at the 12 and 15 amp hour batteries. I want to say they're, I don't know, 3-4 pounds. You can hold it one hand, but for backup power for sure, those are the way to go. There's more runtime, more amperage, sure more ports. But I'm building out a very specific use case kit that is going to do one thing and really one thing only. Donald?
Yeah, I mentioned Gold Zero because it seems to be a popular brand that I see at racetracks and in endurance racing where you're running anywhere from a 2.5 hour race to a continuous 24-hour race. You see these battery packs that are, you know, small and fit on top of a tabletop to, you know, being wheeled in on carts and buggies and two-wheelers with solar panels and things like that, because these things are self-sustaining pit boxes that these race teams use. So you see some, you know, pretty unique communication systems that are used in commercial work like that, but it can also be applied to things like POTAs and bug-out bags and so on and so forth. So that's the kind of stuff that intrigues me, and like me trying to help Dakota get his helmet wired up. Sure, the stuff that we have is expensive, but it's professional grade quality, and I know the stuff lasts. And this is probably the same thing for all these commercial companies like Yeti and Gold Zero that produce these kinds of battery power supplies that are needed in different applications for sure. Joe, go ahead.
KE4ZYQ, just making sure Sean needs to get back in there. Well, next time, Saturday's exercise, I ran my radio totally from 7 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon on my Gold Zero Yeti 1000. Next time, I'll have to remember to hook it up to the EcoFlow Delta 3. And, of course, I run my Tech Power 30-something power supply off it, which shows the amperage and wattage and all volts. So I'll have to run it off the EcoFlow Delta 3 next time when we do an exercise or anything. I usually run it on backup power at least once or twice a month just to do it for emergency preparedness sake and all. But yeah, I hear what you guys are saying. See if Sean's in there. If not, over to Dakota.
I am going to look at those, though, Joe. Like we talked before, I want to get something for the network cabinet at my house that'll give me, I don't know, hour or two maybe more of runtime, because I've got Starlink, so I can fail over that and still have internet. Not that, I guess, if the power's out, I really need it, but at that point, I just whip out the Jenny. And Sean, if you're still listening, I did check into that net, actually. Saturday. I checked in on Saturday. Chuck could hear me. I could hear Chuck. Couldn't hear Dave or really anyone else on the net. So I don't know if it's an antenna situation or what, but I am running an extremely compromised GP3 vertical in my attic. So I'm sure that's got something to do with it.
Yeah, it could be. But, you were hearing Chuck. That's cool. With net control, that's all you need to really hear. So cool. And But when you think about it, you got a GP3 in your attic and you're working direct to a guy that's in Mount Clemens area. That's pretty impressive. That's what Sideband can do for you.
The only issue I had with the set was for me to monitor is there were so many different bands and bands that were linked together. I don't know if I had like a canceling out issue or something like that, but I know I didn't have all the DMR frequencies in my radio or on my scanner. But there were some things that I thought might have worked on cross, you know, cross banding or linking. Keep up with it, but no, I was able to follow it quite well, I'm sure, on my end. Like I said, I don't have all the frequencies. Like, I don't have a Wally radio, I guess you could say, or a Tom radio, nor do I have the rigs that Tom has, but I was able to follow it. But there were some gaps in there. I would probably want to look into it if I do invest more time in getting involved with it at the start of next year.
Yeah, I laugh. This is KE4GYQ. I laugh about when they have an exercise for me involved. I have the main antenna, well, I think like Dakota in the attic, GP3. That's my main one for communications for exercise or, you know, a test. And then I have about three Bofang radios and one around two GMRS radios. And I'm surprised they didn't use the Mount Clemens GMRS. There, Sean, as another secondary communication. Of course, they had all the other stuff, so probably a little more encompassing and a little more distance on the other ones. Let's see, over to Sean, I guess.
Yeah, understood on the multiple frequencies and having a hard time following it all, but that was kind of what they want. That was something they wanted to accomplish on this particular set. They wanted to make sure that people, you know, knew about options, how to get to them, how to operate on them, and all that stuff. So it was more kind of, I don't think you're going to always see that, it was a design goal of the set for the group this time. So that's why that happened. Anyhow, let me get with my day here. I got to find out what's going on and move along here and get things going. I also got to drink my coffee and eat my bagel, so got that going on. Gentlemen, enjoy your morning, Dakota. We'll talk more about it, but I'm glad you're liking it. It's a pretty sweet radio, so it'll be interesting to hear your adventures with it. I'm going to get to work now, though. W8FU. Dakota.
I'm going to do the same here. I'm pulling in. Chick-fil-A is open. Yeah, I'll keep you updated as I build out this kit, and we'll hook up here soon. I'll get you paid. And yeah, excited. And hopefully, I don't know the next set of. I think there's a winter one. I would like to have this kit built out by then. And hopefully get involved a little bit more. And I don't know what the criteria is to partake, but I'll start working away at that because I'm going to have a sweet kit that needs an excuse to be used. So on that note, I'm pulling in my parking spot. Everyone have a good day, and catch y'all later. NADBF, up clear.
Hey, Dakota, I'll hook you up.
Yeah, Dakota, my number. If you ever get like a 50-watt solar panel for your mobile deployment, whatever, if it's easily transportable, 50 as opposed to 100, make sure you get monocrystalline rather than polycrystalline. Better solar collector, better power supply, power source for your charging or recharging. Monocrystalline, not poly. But anyhow... Yeah, the exercise would have been in the middle of the day yesterday, Saturday, that is, I could have kept my backup power that I ran off at zero drain because I was equalizing, if not going above, my output. My input solar charging was higher than my output So that worked out pretty good. 73 to all. Have a good day. Safe travels. KE4ZYQ.
All right, everybody. Everybody have a great day. Good conversation all around. Picked up a few pointers, and hopefully I put a little bit of input in. So on and so forth. So I'm glad to hear Sean's doing better. And Joe, thank you for your input. And Dakota, you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. I'll be on the radio today, tomorrow, and that's it, because I'll be flying to Atlanta Wednesday morning, and I'll be gone. Final race of the season, maybe the final race of my officiating career. Don't know yet if I'm going to do it one more year. So we'll see. W8RCY, all the best, gentlemen. Thanks for your time.
RCY, feeding.
I'm sorry, did somebody call W8RCY? I was turning the volume down.
Morning, it's Wally.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today? Hopefully you'll have a good week. And really not in any hurry to get any updating done or anything on my motos just yet. Going to see what in store for next year, if I'm going to stay one more year or not with IMSA, because there's going to be maybe a frequency change or two. I don't have all that information yet. Sorry about the feedback. Yeah, we'll get together and get some stuff updated for sure.
Okay. Yeah, the talk groups you were missing were event one, event two. That was done by design. Everybody still listening. The reason being is, and it won't be the norm, but the reason that that exercise was done that way is because the statewide digital Central Michigan Emergency Network is also part of the big plan. So if ever there is a state event, that would be the one of the go-tos for the whole state to use. And that was the reason that was part of the exercise this time. It wasn't done for exclusivity. It wasn't done for anything else other than that. And try to get everybody aware, digital training. And the biggest part is it is a resource that covers from Sault Ste. Marie down to Southgate, Michigan.
Yeah, I caught most of the reasoning behind it, and I appreciate this information you're giving me now. But between my radio radios and my scanner, I thought I could maybe pick up the other portions of the MI5 network. I know Statewide 1 and Statewide 2 is like the general public frequencies, and the other ones are used for special events. I understood that. But I thought maybe I could maybe scan them or pick them up or something. And, I mean, if there's a will, there's a way. I'll find them. But I wasn't able to get them in place. So, but I do appreciate the information. I do appreciate the update. And like I said, maybe we'll see what next year holds for me health-wise and so on and so forth, where I can become more of a participant in it. But I do enjoy following it. And like I said, I seem to be well-run organization this past go-around. So, okay. Well, thank you for your input. I greatly appreciate it. And you, sir, have a wonderful day. Appreciate your time. W8RCY.
Yeah. Put it in your notes, the note that you usually give me of the things that you want added and deleted and adjusted and moved. Put it in your notes to add events 1 through 4. And basically talk group 5-3, 5-4, 5-5, 5-6, and we'll add those in your radio. And just don't use them unless you're told, you know. I mean, and that's the thing with me, too. I can't use them unless I'm told. And they told us to use event 1. They moved the state to 5-2. So the time slots are split. That was the reason for all of that. So very good. I just want to put that out there so kind of like everybody kind of heard what was going on. So. All right, everyone have a good day. WAPD, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, that's the main thing I got to do is I do take a lot of notes, and I might want to do some rearranging in that, what you labeled on my radio as a ham GMRS zone, and try to group things a little bit more closer together, get a little more organization. I think we have like 23 channels on that zone. And it would be just, if it's not too difficult, just put them in a better order, because they are a little bit scrambled and a little bit mixed up between regular bands versus DMR bands and stuff like that. But I'll work on that after next week or going into November in the winter. No rush to do anything. Again, have a great day. WARCY.
Good morning, Wally. I don't know if I ever said that or talked to you, but this is KE4ZYQ, Joe.
Hey, Joe. What's going on? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Hopefully you're doing good. Starting off a new week here, new day. Yeah, that exercise is pretty encompassing, pretty good. And obviously, most of us, if you do the right thing, you're probably listening more than you're talking. So just coordinate things pretty organized, which is the idea of the whole thing. Yeah, it's nice to be and privileged and pleased to be a part of something that's organized for sacred communications. And even me with my compromised setup, in the sense of not having anything majorly outside or don't have all the avenues of communication frequencies or connections, use what you got, do what you can, do it good, and do it reasonably helpful. That's my motto.
Oh, yeah. It went well. Well, it's not that we have any one genius, but we got, like, I don't know, I'm going to say six people that are in the command staff, and every one of them have a different skill set, and it works so well together. We are very fortunate in our, you know, we have one guy that's really good with, you know, HF stuff. We have one guy really good with WinLink. We have one guy really good with software and writing programs. We have one guy really good with programming radios. That's me. We have one guy really good. So we got one guy that's really good at being a leader for the whole thing. I mean, so it's the whole thing just gels really, really well. And it's because of all of them together, and everybody has their own special skill sets, and it works out really nice.
I saw that. Well, one thing I tried to emphasize on the hot wash from Macomb County, and I did it a couple of times for a reason. I'm not perfect. I'm learning. I don't know any of the avenues of some of the frequencies or, you know, acquiring certain communications frequencies. But any time anybody communicates with anybody, let alone command control, you know, the set controller, I think they need to learn to be almost regimented, like a football team has to be in sync when they line up for that hike. You know, when you're doing what you're doing, it should be pretty much equal across the board with always giving your call signs somewhat readable, slowly and phonetically. That should be a requirement, that if you're calling in, you call in to who you're calling to, so they know who you're talking to, and you give your call sign each time in and out, you know, as you're checking in or calling in and then signing off, even if it's temporary, call sign phonetically and slowly. That should be just a requirement all the time, so nobody has trouble reading somebody, like they say their call sign real quick.
Yeah, that's true, but on the flip side of that, we have 27 check-ins. We're getting directions from the state. We have 27 people we're responsible for. We got three people all next to each other, all trying to communicate at the same time. And we also have to worry about the safety of the people that we have out there. So the thing is that sometimes you have to drag it out. And, you know, the other thing, too, one of the directives is we're supposed to be using numbers, too, for a little bit. So, example would be like 5009, you know, kind of like state system. You know, if you ever listen to that, you know, so, I mean, your point's taken, got all of that, okay, but if you've got five people piled up behind you that either need instructions or somebody is there, you know, kind of the point is get your message across, okay, I'm here, I'm safe, you know, WDD, you know, follow me, you know, so you don't have time to, you know, Whiskey, A, Victor, Delta, blah, 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 you know, so there's a balancing act there, too, so just to let you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that. But there was something that rattled it off so fast it sounded like one letter, one word, one number. Yeah, and you're in a hurry, and if it's an emergent situation, you're going to be a little more hyped up. And road noise, if you're out and deployed, you know, all the different factors involved are sometimes unavoidable. But a lot of times when you have to repeat things and somebody don't know who you are or where you're at, it makes it worse. So a little more, a bit amount of time saying, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Because some of them go, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. And they all type it real fast. And I can't make mine go too fast. It takes a little bit of tongue exercise to go quick like some. Some of them, their letters and call signs are so short, but they say them so fast. Even with a good reception, it's hard to understand what they said. Especially if they don't use phonetics. But anyhow, yeah, the number system, like 5016, you know, that'd be good. Let people know who we are.
Yeah, and that's not really an amateur radio directive. That's from, you know, the powers to be. And it's one of the things that we're actually graded on a little bit, too. So, yeah, I know, point taken. And, you know, the other thing, too, is when you're using, I don't know if you listen to any of the digital part of it, when you're listening to the digital part of it, too, it's also on the display of your radio, okay? So if you were to check in on a digital radio, it would say, you know, your call sign right on my radio, you know, K4ZQ, it would show that. So sometimes, too, that's what's going on. I mean, if you ever listen to the, I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to listen to the state communication system, you can do it with a little bit of homework and about a $35 dongle. And the reason that they know, you never hear them say who they are, what they are, the reason is because the dispatcher has it right on the screen. You know, okay, I'm talking to, you know, the Sterling Heights car 25, and I'm talking to Officer Jim. You know, they have all of that stuff. So, you know, so things are changing a little bit, you know, as we progress and everything else. But, yeah, I do agree. Some of them are really, really fast. But you also have to remember, too, that, you know, after a while they get to recognize the voice and you know who you sent where. Okay, we sent this guy to the church in Richmond. Okay, and he called and checked. So, but next time we do one, we'll let you know. You're welcome to come watch, and you can see, you know, how busy it gets in a very short period of time. And we were also inundated because we had last time, the first set, we only had like 12 or 13 check-ins. This time we had 27 check-ins, of which most of them were field deployable. And then we also, out of that 27, you know, they're sitting idle, and they want to go. They want to do a task. They want to do a task. So, you know, it piles up fast. So, but that was part of the exercise. So it was fun. We enjoyed it. So I got to get out of here. I got to go get a blood test. So you have a good day. I'm going to clear after yours. W-A-D-D.
Yeah, no, you. I agree with what you're saying. That's great. You guys did a great job, all the ones behind the scenes and on the front lines that organized and executed it. Yeah, I'm familiar with the digital because I do C4FM, and, you know, I see the display and all that. That is definitely helpful and very useful. But I didn't think to turn on my cell phone, which may or may not be working during emergency, but I could have listened to statewide frequency transmissions on my phone. I forgot all about that. I had everything running but that on my phone. I can do that through the Internet, at least when it's working, which it is at the time of the exercise. But take care. Yeah, you guys did great. Those that did all of the major work on the front lines, thanks for all you do and all you continue to do. Have a great day. KE4ZYQ. Going to be glad.
Take care. W-A-B-D.
Okay, Dale.
NAWRO.
Good morning.
Hey, Tom, you're still in the area. I got your coffee tumbler here, unless you want to get it on the way back, whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll grab it at the end of the day and over to the cardio right now. Got that appointment, see how that goes.
Sounds good. Just a routine follow-up, I assume.
Yeah, follow up and I don't know what's going on. You know, I still get those little things in there, like I said, but they're not going to go away. So I see what his next plan of action is.
Well, certainly good you're keeping on top of it with something like that. Yeah, good luck with that. Keep us posted.
Oh, I will. Like I said, it's nothing life-threatening. It's just annoying. You know, when you're sitting there watching TV and it feels like you're running a marathon, but you're not, you know, kind of thing. Or it feels like, you know, it's your heart's bouncing all over the place in your chest. It's kind of a weird feeling, annoying more than anything.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what he says today, and it's good that you're compliant with the with both the machines that both you and I have. Good to get a good night's sleep, I always think, and I know the only way I can do it is wearing the mask, like a lot of us do, so.
Yeah, it's one fact that they ruled out was sleep apnea because I have a mask, you know, with this whole heart issue, so that's what they came, you know, after all the tests and everything, it's, I've been diagnosed with atrial tachycardia, so. Basically SVT. My daughter has it, so she must have gotten it for me, and I didn't know I had it. Hey, thank you, Joe.
Hence the decaffeinated coffee for you forevermore. Just the way it's gonna be. So hey, Tom, I got the ICOM in the shack right now. I'm about ready to put in the programming cable and digging into it and checking out those St. Clair County frequencies. Don't know what went wrong there, but there's definitely something wrong, so looking forward to figuring it out. We should have got through, and that was not a good thing there, but we'll fix it.
Oh, definitely. You know, could just be one little tick mark that we missed, you know, that was missed in the programming. But once I figured out the front panel there, I mean, I think we got it.
So there is that possibility as well. I mean, we may have just been out of range, but yeah, I spoke. I was just telling Dave earlier. I spoke on the state ARPSC net last night, the one that Jeff links through to the VHF UHF side, and John was on there too. He just happened to stumble across it, so he spoke a little bit as well. But I mentioned the curveball of DMR being down, and. Initially, Jeff misunderstood. He thought it was like, well, it wasn't down. What do you mean? I caught him after the net and said, no, event one worked flawlessly. It was simulated being down just for the drill.
Yeah, there was a little more to that on Saturday. I met up with Wally and Marion at breakfast yesterday, and we talked about it. I thought, you know, when I come pick up my coffee mug, I'll explain it a little bit more. But there was a little bit more involved in regards to that for MI-5.
Now, yeah, we won't talk about it on the air, but I got the other side of that, too. The state acknowledged that they needed to make a reservation for statewide one, and, you know, they'll make that correction for the spring set coming up, so. All right, Tom, I'll cut you loose right now, but I will be monitoring today. So, yeah, you can stop by this afternoon whenever it's convenient. Pick up your tumbler, NAWRO, after you.
Okay, you heard the same scenario I did. So, all right, so we're both on the same page on that. We'll leave it at that. All right, I'm going to call later today and, you know, you know, when I get closer to my QTH, we'll go from there. Enjoy the day, 73 KJO.
You as well, Tom. NHWRO, clear.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you get all the pictures I sent you?
That shed turned into be a bigger project than we ever imagined. The mice decided to make it their home.
Oh, wonderful.
That's what I thought.
You should have called me. We were right there. I mean, after we were done in Marine City, we just went home. We could have just stopped by and given you an extra hand.
It was a mess, buddy. I mean, it was a mess. You would have had to decontaminate your clothes afterwards. So we appreciated the offer, but we couldn't do that mess to anybody.
Well, I had mice also, and believe me, I know how you feel. And it took me a while to get rid of that. They made nests in my baker shelf and all my file papers inside the pantry. I had soda leaking everywhere and bird seed everywhere. Oh, it was a mess, so I feel for you. I know exactly how you two feel.
What I don't get is I couldn't figure out how they got in. That's what really surprised the heck out of me. I mean, this whole shed, I mean, it's a good Amish-built shed. It's a few years older, but I saw no openings anywhere. I mean, it was like, because we destroyed that shed looking for the openings, and how they pulled that off, I have no idea.
Was it mice or was it red squirrels? Because red squirrels do the same damage as mice do.
Just a second. The missus never seen squirrels anywhere around there, so she still thinks it's mice.
Mice will create a hole that looks exactly like the one off of Tom and Jerry. Nice little round hole. I got three of them in my baseboards. But red squirrels will infiltrate and they'll get in there somewhere, either through the roof, through a gable vent, and they will just tear up the place, tear up paperwork or whatever else they have. They ate a bunch of my extension cords for bedding, so that was a travesty in itself. Did you find any like nuts or walnuts or anything like that?
Basically, it looked like a lot of sawdust, and I never thought about looking up. I looked all through down the ground. Tom said, look up. They could be getting in from up high.
Yeah, red squirrels, they are destructive little things. They're cute, but they're very destructive. Mice can find the smallest, so they can fit through the hole of the size of a dime. And if they can't sit, they will chew it open. If you're not seeing anything ground level, it's definitely going to be red squirrels up there. They got up there, like I said, through the roof line.
Okay, well, we got a little bit more work to do in there. Maybe I'll look up. So, well, yeah, we got a lot done. We were proud of ourselves. But, yeah, we appreciate the offer. We really do. But, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't have wished it on anybody. I think it was... Marion said it was too embarrassing, and it was, we took two showers last night. It was like, oh, my God, and threw all the clothes in the washing machine right away and washed them in hot water twice.
Yeah, I have a little wooden shed in the back. It used to be like a pool changing shed or whatever from the previous owners, and red squirrels, there's like a little attic, I guess you could say, above, like a little storage area. And they're up there, and I get sawdust everywhere, and there's walnuts and nuts, and they raid the bird feeder. Yeah, like I said, the destructive little things. And you'll find them. They're up top there. Look for bedding hanging out from the rafters.
Well, we're going to be back there, I'm sure, within the week, so we'll double check it. So then, and then after we got done with all of that mess, then we found ants. But the raid spray killed the ants. I mean, they were fairly big ants, but those are easy to get rid of. But spray just amazes how quick that spray takes them down.
Carpenter ants, they love wood. So check for holes in your, you said it's Amish built, so that means it's all wood. Yeah, you'll see holes, you know, check for holes in the timbers and stuff. That's where they like to live. Then you got the wood bees, and those, you'll see little holes along the roof line. And it's crazy, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I believe it, so. Okay. All right, I got to let you go. I still got to take back the work trailer, and I got to get moving here, and I got to go get a blood test yet. So I'll be mobile most of the day, but I'll be busy for the next hour and a half. Hello, Tim, and Tom, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WAB.
Yep, I just arrived in my cardio, so I got to get in there myself. KKKGL 73 for now.
Have a good one, guys. NAWRO.
Tourist town.
Very cute, except for the construction there on, what is it, 29? What is that, make a mess?
Yeah, but that'll be short-lived. They're busting their tails, man. They're working Friday, Saturday, Sundays, evenings, days, night. They're working around the clock. They know they're running out of good weather. Been on the board for a long time, and they procrastinated. I thought they thought it was going to get put off till next year, but this is an election year for the mayor, so I think that there's a lot of pressure to get it done.
Yeah, all right. So we drove up a little further up, and there's a park there. I forgot what it's called, but we hung. Took the dog for a walk around that park, and yeah, that restaurant was decent. I had the lobster roll. Thought it was a little pricey for what for the amount she got. I expected it to be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, the pricing thing kind of got crazy with that place over the past little bit. But the problem that she has, her name is Cher. I know her really well. The problem that she has is she got too busy for the amount of staff she had and the size of the kitchen and all the other things. So she raised her prices to try to get more people to come work for her. So, you know, the gig, you know, here we go, you know, that type of thing. So I get it, but it still was probably pretty good. I mean, but they should have probably poured more lobster on it.
Yeah, running restaurants are really tough business these days. I don't know how most people can even succeed in it. You know, with all the craziness and price and cost of everything going up. You know, it gets to the point where people can't afford to come there anymore. It's a delicate balance.
Yeah, well, she had a manager that was with her for probably 20 years. I mean, they owned a motorcycle shop together. They owned a leather, you know, apparel shop together. They owned some restaurants together, everything else like that. Within the last couple of years, the manager up and left her, and that put her in a big lurch. So, but nobody knows what really happened, but
it was the end of all of that design, all of that woodworking, all of that outside bar, all of that stuff. The other manager did it. He didn't have any ownership in it. One lady owns it, but that kind of hurt the place a little bit.
Yeah. Well, seemed to be decent. I mean, the waitstaff was that we had was very good and very pleasant. Of course, we were there in an off time. We were there what 2:30 on a Sunday. Not much business at that time.
Now, did you walk down by the water?
No. Both myself and my wife are not walking very well these days. She pulled a muscle. She's really sore. And I you heard my story about the treadmill yesterday and so on. So we're kind of Mr. and Mrs. Gimp.
Well, that's not the way it's supposed to happen, WAVD, just because. One's supposed to be taking care of the other, and vice versa.
Yeah, and I got my surgery a week from today. Hopefully she'll be better by then, because she's going to have to do all the driving and take care of me.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way it's supposed to work. Well, good for you. All right, sir. Speaking of medical issues, I have to go have a blood test. Busy doctor day for me this week. Today, blood test. Tomorrow, CT in my kidneys. My every other year, CT. 6 months, you know the kidney drill. Every 6 months, I get ultrasound. Every couple of years, I get CT. And they won't pump dye in you anymore unless you have a blood test.
Okay, well, yeah, the DOT-6 just died. I was listening to you on my machine. Seems to be back on now.
They screened our calls.
All right, that's happened occasionally. It just seems to drop out for a moment. I think Sean's aware of it. I just had a blood draw, too, this morning. I had to do a retake. I get monthly blood draws for my kidney functions, and one of the medicine levels that's really important was a little too high. My nephrologist wanted me to redo it, so I had to go back today to get that done.
Look at this, patient-only parking. I think I qualify.
Absolutely. All right, I'm just about to work here, so catch you later. Have a great day. W8VD, KPR, and I guess it was Tom's birthday yesterday or today or something. If he was listening, happy birthday. KPR up.
Okay, just to FYI, I'm driving my pickup truck again today, so all I have with me is Analog and DMR. Later. WAVD.
NHWRO, how's it going, Tom? got number 27 yesterday, that Coast Guard guy, Brian. Remember him? He's got all the ICS classes already. I'm going to see what level he turns out to be.
Is he the K9BBD or something like that?
Negative. He's K-E-8-Z-R-I. K-E-8-Z-R-I.
Okay, because I saw K-9 something, or something like that on, I got GMRS going too, like a K-9 something 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 on Discord, I don't know where he came from.
So yeah, it can get confusing because people that land on our Discord pages aren't always actual members. They just get an invite, kind of like as a guest. And, of course, people that land on the FBI page might not necessarily be members, too. But until this form FDS-98, the one you had to retroactively fill out, until that comes across to us, they're not official members. So he filled it out. He filled it out on set day yesterday, or the 4th. What did we, yeah, he filled it out on Saturday.
Well, that's cool. Great. Can't wait to meet him at the next meeting.
He's DMR. He's on Statewide 1, and he was talking with Dean and I. I guess I remembered wrong. Maybe he didn't make a contact with you. But, yeah, he's pretty much the only call with a Z in his call sign, ZRT. K-E-8 is ZRT, name of Brian, and he's with the Coast Guard. So a lot of training there. He's a radio officer with the Coast Guard, so that'll work.
100%. Sounds like fun.
All right, sir. Have a good, safe day with your travels, and I'll be getting back to it here. NAWRO after you.
Sounds good, sir. Enjoy the day. I'll be out and about as always. 73, KCKJ.
WACD.
Very good. What a nice weather. 83 degrees already.
Yeah, roger on that one. Yeah, I'm just pulling out of my driveway here to do some errands. How are you doing today, Jack?
Very good. Well, the bandit opened a little bit today.
Yeah, roger on that one. I was down on 10. Oh, I probably got about 10 or 15 entries in today, the old logbook. So it's good to see 10 back open again, huh?
Yeah, and I think that's what it's going to be from now on, all the way through winter time.
Yeah, that's what the old-timers are telling me. As soon as the leaves get off the trees and propagation will improve a little bit. Over.
Roger that. Well, I'm on my destination. I would talk to you a little bit more, but we'll talk again anyhow. I got to get inside the house. Take care. We'll talk again. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we'll chat with you later today. I'm going to be running around here for a little bit. Good talking with you, buddy. We'll talk to you later on. KF8DRC, WD8KLL, clear. WG8KLL in the mobile.
WABD en route to Richmond.
We will notify the authorities that you're on your way. W8RCY.
Somebody needs to tell them that some wannabe race car driver is on its way through their town.
Yeah, I ended up wanting to be a wannabe race car driver too, but I ended up being an official, so I think it's more fun being an official than it is a wannabe race car driver. All right, have a good afternoon, W8RCY.
Take care. The last golf of the year. I'm going to go do it.
Well, you got good weather for it. N8WRO.
The sun is always shining in Richmond.
Oh, please.
Hey, that's what I heard.
Well, that'd be no fun. We'd never get to activate Skywarn then.
I'm surprised they're not predicting storms. We're supposed to drop, what, like 20 degrees within the next couple days? Maybe 30?
Well, I'm looking on my phone. It says 82 today, whatever. I think we're above that. And then tomorrow it's supposed to be a high of 68. Oh, you know what? It does say 90% chance, so there you go.
My little dashy thing says 83. Was there somebody else in there? Thought maybe Sean or somebody. I thought I heard another voice. Maybe not. 26 and Marine City Highway. Heading perfectly north.
All right, well, we have our IT Discord meeting. So is there anything you'd like me to bring up to the good of the order from your side?
No, not really. I'm not in the IT department. I did talk to Dave a little bit today, and he can update you on my little end of the organization, what happened and things of that nature. So Dave should have some news that I don't want to share over the air, but he can tell you what happened.
I'm sure he'll catch us up, but we have talked today already, so probably got a little of that. Both John and I ended up on the state net last night, so we just gave a quick report to Max there, and it's always a little interesting. You wouldn't like it. It went up to Victor Delta standards. It's a HF signal over VHF, UHF, and it's loud. It's no squelch, you know. Difficult to hear, but we did it.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're going to be running telegraph lines along the railroad tracks.
Now, you know, if we got the steam trains to go with that, it almost might be worth it because I'm kind of like a train nut, and just like KCAKJO, this guy that's usually on this band quite often.
We took a train bicycle when we were out east, about 6 miles, 7 miles. You hop on these things with two people or four people, and you pedal them, and you go from point A to point B on a bicycle on train tracks.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. I don't know about the pedal part, but I've seen on the abandoned rail lines, you put these different types of conveyances on the cart, but usually they're motorized to some degree. Got flanged wheels, and you can get up to a pretty good clip, but better be an abandoned line, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, the only thing they had on it, it was a dinner train, and the dinner train went at night. And plus, we saw the dinner train parked before we left, and it wasn't even idling. So we're pretty good about that. But, yeah, they took us down the road on a bus maybe, I don't know, 6-7 miles, and the cars were there, and they said, there you go, paddle back. And there was no motor. You would have thought, by today's standards, there would have been like an e-bike type thing, you know, at least some assist or something like that. But nope, you quit pedaling, this thing quit moving.
Well, if that's the dinner train that's in this area, I forget exactly where, but if it's in this area generally, I think I've been on that one before. It moves kind of slow when you're going and then it comes back, but I understand you weren't on that. You were just on the rail line. It's a private line. But I wonder, if you're pedaling, how do you handle the road crossings? I mean, the gates aren't going to come down for you.
Actually, one did, believe it or not. One of them did. And the other ones, they had flag boys there, or flag people. Got to be careful. You know how politically correct Wally is. They had flag people to stop all the cars. But we had the right of way. So they said.
Well, I might have to check that out. That's different. I'm surprised they can get away with that. But it sounds fun, though. All right, well, you're coming up here for the links, I assume.
I am the very last one of the year. So they actually bounced us off the schedule. And last tee time, Bob is very rule-oriented, which I like about his golf course. But the last tee time was 4:30. So we got 4:20 and 4:30.
That's not bad at all. And, yeah, I'm just looking outside. You got some clouds up there, but it's going to be definitely. I think this might be the last. What do you think? I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to have these 80-degree days. But who knows? It's Michigan.
No, and the other thing that starts to happen is as the leaves start to fall, it gets really difficult to find a golf ball. So this will be it for me. I mean, I'll do a, like, what the heck they call it, Top Golf or something like that, or an indoor simulator once or twice during the winter months. But this will be pretty much the end of my trip up your way until the spring for golf. And we'll renew our contract with those guys again next year. It's a great course. I like the way it's run, so nothing to complain about.
All right, sir. Sounds good. You have a good game, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. N8WRO with W8 Victor Delta. Have a good one, Wally.
Hey, go to our Simplex channel. Let me look and see if I got it in here. Hold on. Do you own it?
He thinks he does, Sean. He thinks he does. Which one, Wally? The 441 or the other one?
Give me a minute.
Hey, Sean, you going to be able to make that Discord meeting? I know it's a last minute, but I figured we'd get the topics on the top of the agenda there.
I'm not aware, so I've been just leaving work, and so I'll have to see what it is, but I got, when is it? Are we talking tonight?
Yeah, short notice. That's my fault. I did the Discord thing where I just sent you a message. But 4:30 it starts. It ends probably supposed to be at 5:30, but we usually go over. If you were able to drop in any time during that time period, we could, expedite things if that's what you'd like to do.
Does this one have any kind of kind of a physical presence, or is it strictly Discord virtual?
Yes, sir. Just a Discord video phone call on the command channel.
All right. I'll see what I can do. I'm driving home right now. I'll probably be just walking in the door right about when you guys are getting started. So I'll see what I can do.
Appreciate it, Sean. And no hurry. You can just drop in whenever it's good for you, because we'll deal with the two topics, and appreciate you dropping in. We can work on them. Thank you, sir. N8WRO.
All righty. Let me call Mama and see if I've got to bring anything home from the store. Yeah, we'll catch you in a bit. W8FU.
W8 Victor Delta 446 or the 4411?
I'm not sure which one's in this radio. I'll just go there and throw my call out a couple times.
QSY and NAWRO.
NABBF.
NABBF, NAWRO.
Good afternoon. Are you on an HT?
I brought the ICOM in from the car to go. What's wrong with the program? So it may sound a little different than normal, but hopefully you can hear.
I copy you. Yeah, you just sound, like you said, a little different than normal, a little light.
So, Dakota, I just want to jump in and say that I did mail you that packet for the fast book and a couple other things. Just for you to take a look at. No commitment or anything like that, but you'll have what, you know, you need just to take a look to consider if you're interested.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it. I'm definitely interested. I want to get a little bit more involved in the area, just the whole time commitment thing, so that's why I wanted to see what it all entailed.
What I like is that we're still gaining people even after the set. Now we get one guy who's coasting. He's a radio officer in the Coast Guard Reserve, and he's got all kinds of accreditations already, so that's pretty cool. I like that.
All right, cool. How'd the set go?
Yeah, overall, it was really good, I thought. We had 27 people deployed, which is quite a bit more than we had in the spring. So the guys at the EOT were just jammed with traffic. So it's a good problem to have, and it's one that can be solved. But, this is what we do. We plan for the next one in spring now. How can we fix that? Of course, our EOT is a good guy to have because he's a 911 dispatcher, so he's got some ideas how to fix that. So, and the DMR works good. We use the DMR event 1. Probably might not necessarily do that all the time, but Central Michigan was kind enough to let us do it this time.
Is that DMR outage planned or simulated?
I bet you this sounds better. It helps if you turn the AB switch over to the right side. That was simulated.
I was wondering about that. Okay, that makes sense. Good, keeping everyone on their toes.
I actually gave a little brief report to the state ARPSC net last night. They have one at 5 o'clock, and I mentioned about DMR being down. And then Jeff from Central Michigan overheard that and didn't understand. He said, I don't know what they're talking about, DMR being down. Well, I told him later, no, it was just simulated. Event 1 worked flawlessly. It was great. Hey, Dakota, I got Wally coming into town, so I got to chat with him on the other one. But I just wanted to let you know that, and appreciate your interest. I'll talk later with you. N-A-W-R-O, after you, sir.
All righty. I appreciate the info, and, yeah, we'll definitely talk about this some more. N-A-W-R-O from N-A-D-V-F. I'll catch you later.
N-A-D-B-F from W-A-F-U.
Good afternoon.
Oh, yes. Just making the final approach here. Got a couple miles to go. Heard you talking to Tim there. When I got tied up on the phone talking to the XYL. Figured I'd jump in here before I destinate.
I'm jealous that you're getting home already. I'm just now making my approach to 53 here.
Yeah, I'm actually late. I had to stop and look at an estate sale on the way home, so I'm about a half hour behind. Well, yeah, I'll be roughly a half hour behind. I'm normally getting home about 4. But anywho, it's not bad. Don't mind getting home at 4.
Did you find any more treasures?
This one was more broadcast sets and transoceanics and a small spattering of non-spectacular test equipment. Really nothing earth-shattering. So I would say no. But I got pictures and inventory, and I'm going to try to put together a rough idea of how to get rid of it, which is going to be a challenge because, boy, the days of broadcast sets are pretty much a thing of yesteryear.
Is that like collector gear at this point?
Well, you know, you've seen the big wood AM consoles that people had in their houses in the 40s and the, you know, maybe even into the 50s, the pre-television era. So, you know, that era of people that remember as a little kid gathering around and listening to the adventures of, you know, the Lone Ranger, you know, they're the ones that are dying and sending all these out to the world, and there's just nobody coming up behind that's interested. Few people that have weird interest in them. The transoceanics are similar. They were kind of the portable radio of the day, and they were the, you know, before the transistor boom of the 60s. And again, the people that once coveted those are dumping their collections out into the market, and there's just nobody coming up behind to buy them. You know, there's a few select pieces. Like, if you had a spot in your house for a really, really gorgeous, console radio, I guess it would make a nice piece of furniture. And, a suitcase transoceanic is always a nice little guy you have in the closet. And pull it out and let's do a ball game sometime just to kind of ooh wow the relatives. But honestly, aside from maybe having one nice example of a transoceanic and the jury's out on whether you got the place for a console, a floor console, it's kind of all a big shrug.
That's a bummer, but yeah, like you said, it sounds like it's a generational technology that's just dying. I can't think of any use case for it, like you said, unless it's a collector or you got somewhere to stash it as a as an aesthetic. Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Afternoon, Tom.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Dakota. Sean, did you get the text I sent you?
I'm not sure. God darn it. They won't. Man. They got the road all blocked off, and they're not letting me get to my house. the hell's going on here?
Are you still doing construction in your, I don't know if you live in a sub or not.
Oh, man, I'm going to try to find a way around this mess. Good grief. We've got, my street all tore up. Can't get into it from any, from the north at all. All right, I think I found a, back route. Did I? Yes, I found the back route. Anyhow, Tom, I'm not sure. I've been kind of occupied for how long ago they come in.
Oh, the last time we were talking, when I got to my destination, I just sent it out here to show you what I have and what it does, what it looks like when it happens, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I didn't have time to, you know, zoom in on it or actually, you know, take a good gander, but yes, I did get it.
Yeah, then I found that one Motorola on Facebook Marketplace. If I had the extra cash, I'd get it, but look at the decent radio from what you told Wally, it is a decent radio.
Who, me? Now I'm really confused. Dakota, make sense of this all.
I know Motorola, like I know Chinese.
No, there was a UHF Motorola CDM1550. And I sent it to Wally because I knew he was looking at another mobile for a Motorola. And it looks like a Tate radio or Tate modeled after this one.
Oh, yeah, the Motorola CDM. Those are great radios. They really are. I don't know that they're not without their issues after all these years. You know, are there any things going notable going wrong with them? I don't know of anything. They were always good, solid little monobanders, and you can get them 16 channels with an LCD display. You know, programmable only, but yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. I do like the CDM. The 1550 was the, I think, the highest incarnation of them. I think that one could even do some trunking. Like Johnson, E.F. Johnson, LTR trunking. But, all right, I'm just pulling up at home here, so I'm going to get inside and get comfortable and be back out here.
Don't forget to cut your grass before it rains.
What rain?
Right. Oh, it's a 70% chance of thunder showers, so that sounds like some ruffles, and we'll get something. Maybe I'll get more pumpkins to grow.
Sean, I'm sure I'll catch you later. I plan on screwing around with the radios tonight. And, yeah, Tom, I'm ready for rain. Do the dance.
Dakota, if I didn't kind of dance, we wouldn't have rain, we have mudslides or a volcanic eruption or something because I can't dance. K-C-H-E-J-O.
I hear ya. I do the white guy shuffle.
I can sway to the right, sway to the left a little bit, but usually in a circle, and that's about as far as it goes, and my hips lock up. So that's it. That's all my dancing. That's all my abilities.
We went clubbing in Vegas, and I let the liquor do the dancing, and that was the last time I touched the dance floor, and hopefully I don't see one in the near future.
I have a wedding in Marlette later this month, and it's for my coworker's son, and I know for a fact that my wife is going to make me try to dance again.
Yep, mine doesn't stop. It drives me nuts. I'm like, I just want to sit here and drink beer and talk to all the bros, and I really don't care to do the cha-cha slide.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing no cha-cha. I'm too old for that stuff. I'm like you. I just like to sit at the table, eat my snack or my wedding piece of wedding cake, and drink my decaffeinated coffee and just relax.
Guy, but there was a summer where my wife and I think we went to 7 weddings,
And by the end of it, I was just like, I hate weddings. I don't want to go to another one ever again.
And I did a wedding last month for one of my wife's cousins' sons. And then my best friend, you know, Brad's son is getting married at the end of this month. So he's having it at a barn in Marlette. So I'm just going to sit there. He can go dance around, but I ain't. Look at this too, but I ain't.
I bet you I've been to that barn in Marlette. Does it butt up to a cornfield?
I don't know. I gotta ask them. Wouldn't doubt it, but if you know, they use it, they rent it out for events and stuff. Would be probably the one that you're thinking of.
Ela James Wedding and Event Barn off of Marlette Road.
It might be it. I'll ask him later when I call him.
If it is, it's a very nice venue. It's a good time. My nanny got married there last summer.
Yeah, it won't be too far away. It's just, well, Marlette's what? Hour and a half from Memphis, maybe? Something like that. I know it's not that far from Emily.
I'm pretty sure that was only like, 30 minutes from my house.
Yeah, because you live north of Emily, don't you? I know you live in Emily, but like north of it.
No, I'm south of it. I'm at like 53 in Dryden area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not too far of a drive. It's the same place I'm thinking of. But I'm going to let you go. I'm going to call my buddy here. His new police department called me for a background check today, and I got to call them back. So I'll say all the good things. Be clear to yours, NABBF.
Yeah, be nice. Talk to you later, Dakota. KGO73.
Man, I forgot.
Uh-oh. I had to stop at the UPS store and drop off a return, an Amazon return. I forgot. So now I got to go back out.
Going back out is one thing, but trying to get yourself back into your subdivision is going to be hard. But they'll be looking for you the next time.
Well, if I come in, you have to come in from the Quinner, or you have to come in from 12 Mile. That's it. There's no other options. They've got everything shut down on Common.
Well, I was thinking a zip line for my place, but my place isn't high enough to run a zip line, you know, what would that be, 6/10 of a mile? The hell of a zip line, but, yeah. Either that or a helipad.
Zip line would be good to get out of your place, but I don't know about getting in.
Yeah, that's what I was mentioning. You can get out easily, but trying to get back in, they're going to be looking for you, and definitely they may not let you in. It's like, oh, here comes that guy again in a little blue car. We'll reroute them a different direction.
But I switched to the little black car, so they won't recognize me. And I changed my shirt. Anyhow, yuppers. What was I going to say? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something like you do in retirement. I'm going to find a penthouse on a really, really tall building, and that's where I'm going to live out my days. All my antennas will be on the top floor of some really tall building.
Well, I don't know if they're going to try to restore the restaurant up on top of the rent set. They might just divide that up into a couple of penthouses or three penthouses, maybe four. And maybe you can get one up there, and you've already got towers up there. You can just slap a few antennas on the towers. And 770 feet, I think, is the height of the GM tower. Yeah, you can get some height up there. If not, there's always Shore Club. That's a nice view of the lake. What's the height on that one? 28 stories. Can't remember the footage.
That'd be a good one. Close to the grandkids. Funny call. It's out of the city, so it shouldn't have a whole lot of interference and noise. Except for QRM. But, yeah. I can get the penthouse of the Shore Club. Put all my stuff up there.
I could open my windows in the summertime and hear your new audio sound system play some really good music in the middle of the night. I should be able to hear it over here.
Okay, I'm at the UPS store. I got to run inside and drop off my package. I'll be back. I'll be at a few.
Enjoy. W8RCY. We're listening.
W8RCY. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Juliet Delta.
This is W8RCY. I heard Kilo Echo 8 and the rest of it kind of died off.
Zulu Juliet Delta.
Okay, good afternoon. How are you today?
Oh, fair to Midland. We heard you guys chatting it up there. We're just rolling some smokes down here in the basement, and we heard you chatting there. We were wondering what your QTH was there, because you're hitting me over here with a solid 9.
We're in the DeQuinder Corridor. North of 696, south of like 13 mile area.
Oh, Roger, yeah. Well, we're over here at Richmond, if you know where Richmond is at. We're about halfway between North Avenue and Main Street in town. Over.
I am quite familiar with Richmond, the Memphis area, Highway 19. Gratiot there, up and through there. From my younger days, well beyond 4 decades ago, but I definitely know where Richmond is for sure.
Oh, Roger, yeah, it was a neat little town back a few years ago, but it's changing now. We got too many city suckers coming down this way here just wants to make it their way. But hey, we deal with it anyway. My name is Len, L-E-N, and like I said, we were just butts around here in the basement for a little bit, but about an hour or so ago, I just put up a four-element Yagi and a ground plane, and we were just wondering how we were making the trip out to your way.
Well, you're making it over to this side of the town, you know, and definitely just about full quieting. A little bit of air static, but nothing to, even say anything about. So, but the call sign again was KE8ZLQ.
No, Kilo Echo 8 Zulu. C as in zebra, J as in Juliet, D as in Delta. Over.
ZJD. That was the part I didn't get, and I'm trying to write it down in my logbook. Okay. Well, name here is Donald, and nice talking to you. There's a group of us that are out here throughout the morning and the afternoon drives. I'm retired, so I'm just sitting here on the couch, being a lazy bum like I always have been. So,
I will let you go. I got to think about something to eat, which is rare because I'm having a lot of dental work, and I'm not eating steak and lobster right now. I'm eating baby food, so yeah, definitely that's what I'm going through. So you have a great afternoon, and we'll let you get back onto your doings there in the basement, and we'll talk to you some other time. W-8-R-C-Y.
Roger, Don. Yep. Thanks for the comeback. Let me break in here for a short. We appreciate it. I am 85 years old, so I think I got a little bit up on you there. And, well, we don't motivate around too good anymore because we got bad hips, neuropathy in the legs, feet don't want to work, feet don't want to go put one in front of the other, and knees don't want to bend. Other than that, hey, we're doing super fine. So 7-3, see you guys, and have a good evening. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Juliet Delta, we're clearing your final.
Yes, you definitely have a couple weeks on me. I just turned 69 a week ago Saturday, back on the 27th. And yet there are days with my mobility issues. I don't feel like I'm 69. I feel like I'm 96, but that was part of the reason why my early retirement happened, mobility issues. So. All right, again, nice meeting you. We'll hear you around again with the radio sounding that good. W-8-R-C-Y, we are clear for now.
Roger, 4. Well, just one short one before you leave here. We got hurt back in 97 and had a few back surgeries and got left with neuropathy for the last 30, 40 years. And, well, time is taking its toll, and the only way I can get around with is assistance anymore with a couple canes, a walker, an electric scooter. So that's the story of my episode. Hey, have a good one anyway. Later.
Copy that.
Doesn't work for me, Donald.
W-8-S-U. W-8-R-C-Y. Are we on our way home?
Some days, I wish some days I felt 46.
I stepped on you, Sean. I'm sorry.
I said, yeah, your little trick doesn't work for me. I just turned 64, and I wish there were days I felt 46. Hey, Sean, wait till you get to be 85. The mind tells you one thing, and the body tells you to go the opposite direction. Over. Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Well, all you can do is just plug away, man. Make it another 20. Roger, 4. Well, we just play the cards at the good Lord dealt us and hope that we can see another sunrise. Hey, you drive safe out there in the 7-3. We'll catch you later. Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Juliet Delta. We're clear.
Hey, Sean, before you land the plane, did you need to pick up anything for dinner? Perhaps the plane has landed. W-8-R-C-Y, we are clear for now.
want to go on site now. Oh, we can. Yeah, go ahead and go on site. And then one of us will have to clear at 6:30.
Yeah, we'll clear at 6:30. I'll call at 6:30.
You'll call?
All right. Yeah, I'll call. And then, like I said, for Joyce, and I'll put what, when are you going to be taking off? Are you going to be there at what time?
8 o'clock, I
gotta
do the 8, I'm not even gonna come in, I'm just gonna go right to the inspection.
Okay.
So I go in it, and I hope to be done by 9:30, hopefully,
as long as
I'm
already
building.
Okay, yeah, cool. You'll be in, town by what, 12?
I'm right there, I mean, for free, I'm gonna jump on 69 and go, right? I mean, so, yeah, probably.
So it all depends. Because they were turning off the timeout timers when they were running that Sunday HFNet on M1. And so my 2.6 machine would time out, but if I wanted to hear it, I could just bump the mic and it would come back up. But we just disconnect now, but it depends on how the COR is being picked off. Anyhow, no harm, no foul. And I don't think most people heard your Grindr profile name, so I think you're safe.
Well, thanks, everyone. But that gives me just cause to go back into my radio programming and set up a TOT. So I think I have it turned off right now, but I got to look. So 2 minutes is a good TOT then, and I think that's what I'll stick with for right now.
KJO from NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO, clear. KCA KJO, NAWRO.
Hey Tim, how's it going?
Good, Tom. We had a rather long meeting on Discord. Are you still out in the field? Because I know you wanted to get your Tumblr.
I'm in the Discord meeting. I'm just about to clear the job. I'm up at Walmart right now with a parking lot situation. Kind of funny. It's entertaining.
Well, we'll have to talk about that, but you're more than welcome to drop by still if you want to, or do it another time. I just was out of radio communication for about an hour and a half. NAWRO.
I'm going to bounce up there. So I'm just leaving Walmart over here. I need to pick up some scripts and a hanger for my microphone. So I'll be up there shortly. That's what I'm in Chesterfield.
All right, very good. I'll have the front door open, and just come on, walk on in, and I'll see you when you get here. NAWRO after you.
All right, I'll see you in about 20.
W-8-V.
I'm still here. I was on the phone. What's going on, Wally?
You got two at once there. You got Tom and me.
So do we know what our ranking is for Saturday's extravaganza? KJO.
Not yet. The state still has to get it back to Dave. That will be later this week. Should be coming up this week, though. And I know we did better. We'll find out, though.
That's all that matters. I mean, our group is bigger now, too. So I think the spring said we had, 13? And this time around, we had, 27, Tim?
Yeah, I think that was it. The 27 sounds like the right number. I forget what the spring was, but it was a significant increase. Hey, Wally's in town. You're coming to town. I don't know, you know.
I'm at Gresham in 23, so not too far away.
W-8 Victor Delta, are you still in town?
I heard him call out there, but he's not at B-25, so I can't reach him on B-25. I'm not sure if he's brought a TMR with him or not.
That's what I think, and I think he jumped to another band. I'm sharing one antenna, so I can't go over to
DMR without stopping here. I'll check it though real quick.
Where are you at, Tom? WAQ.
Oh, coming up to the railroad tracks. I'll be there in a minute.
Try again. I didn't have my volume turned up.
I see your truck.
All right. Come in there and pull next to Jim Tom Wally. Where did all this traffic come from, Jim? WAVD. WAVD mobile. Richmond heading to New Baltimore. Get a chance to chat with you a little bit in the morning before you head out.
If you go on Town 69, you won't get down into Kalamazoo until, later in the morning. Because I'll be driving right through Grand Rapids to get down that way. It's a lot better than going all the way down 94, and it takes less time.
Yeah, or you can take 69. Is that 96? 69 down. You can take 69 down. That'll work too.
Yeah, that's how I usually do it. Go down that way if I gotta go to the zoo, which I know is off of 131. What is it, 9th Street, I think. So, I'll get down there and I'll lose it right south of Byron Center, I think.
Yeah, if you're going to 9th Street, Kalamazoo, that's basically Oshkosh. You're going to be west of the city, probably about 5 miles. City proper is like 76-mile marker, 9th Street. Well, take that back. Yeah, 9th Street runs a long ways. So it could be up by M43, or it could be down to IM-94. It's a long road.
Yeah, so I'll just pack up my open spot. I got my HD sitting in the center bay here. Still on the battery last. For some reason, it won't charge more than 94%, which is kind of goofy. See if I can run the battery dead and then charge it back up when I get home and I get back in the area tomorrow and get back on the mobile DMR. KCKGO.
It'll be fun. Good trip. So, I used to know a lot of powerhouse repeaters out there, but last time I was out there, all the ones I tried to hit, the other one that used to be was 444475. Gary Hazleton's repeater, but I tried hailing him a couple, three times when I was over there. He didn't answer. He was the older version of Sean. He was really, really into radio stuff on that side of the state. But I don't know what happened with him. But the repeater was still up. I talked to some guys that he hadn't heard him in a couple weeks. I know he likes to go to Florida for the winter. Maybe he went early or something. So just leaves the repeater on. But that one, he bought a house strictly on top of a big hill, and I think he's got a 150, 200-foot personally owned tower in his backyard.
Well, that's like the double nickel. You got that 150-foot tower in the backyard, and also they changed the ordinance and warrant for that. That I thought was funny.
I can't say this is a fact, but a story I had heard was the antenna was there before the ordinance.
No, that's fine. The ordinance was made because of the antenna.
Yeah. My partner's having a lot of problems right now. He's trying to put a swimming pool on his property towards the lakeside, and the township doesn't want anything to do with it. I don't know why. I mean, what could happen? I mean, it would do damage to the swimming pool, not to the lake, but hey, what do I know?
Well, I got all of MI1 in both radios, in the DMR and the, the Motorola and my Elinco, so I just, flip through the channels, where I'm at. And then if I drop out there, then I try DMR. I got them all in there. I read through the whole website, got everything put in there, doubled up if I had to.
WVD. Yeah, if you're going that way, you're going to have coverage for a long time on, the Central Michigan Network system. Because going that way, it works good. If you head down towards 94, that's where you would lose it. So I guess it just depends which way you're going. But if you're going to go follow the northern route and then come down, you'll have coverage for quite a while.
Oh, definitely. The only dropout I saw the last time was right around Lake Odessa in Cotterville, and I lost DMR there, but then I picked it back up right on the other side.
Yeah, now don't forget, I've got an east and a west grouping there, and I think everything, Lansing is east, the way your radio is programmed, if you got the Wally cold plug, which I think you do. And then once you get west of Lansing, not very far, then you just change your radio to west. I didn't have enough pairings to make it all work.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I just move it over to west, and it just goes through. So, yep, I haven't had an issue since. All right, I am home now, and I got my dog licking my window. So, and I gotta go put Melissa's mums back up because I fell over. So, I will catch you in the morning. 73 in your final, KCKJO.
Well, like the old joke says, go in the house and kiss the dog and pet the wife. Talk to you later. I'm almost home too. WABD.
KCKJO clear.
Look at that moon. What I said. I thought the thing was supposed to have some color to it, though. Boy, that's the most prettiest moon I ever seen. This is KEHZRI. KEHZRI, where do you hail from? And I'm going to be out of here shortly because I'm on my subdivision main drag. Most home.
Well, I hail from Harrison Township, but I work out by Milford. So I got the long drive on, I'm going down 8 Mile right now to get around all that construction.
Yeah, I think I read in the paper somewhere that they closed some main drag down or something.
Yeah, but it's been pretty smooth. I just had to go a few miles out of my way to get down 8 Mile to shoot over back to I-75, and yeah, it hasn't been too bad, considering.
Well, very good. You drive safe. ZRI, I think it was. KZRI. This is WSVD. I am home, and I've got to go kiss the dog and pet the wife as well. Drive safe. WABD. New Baltimore.
Hi, WATV. Nice talking to you. This is KEHZRI. I am out. WATOY. WATOY. KEHZRI.